Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Light Bulb Moment. It's
fuck all that. Let's get this shit over with.
Oh, wow.
Nah, I'm just playing. Keep going.
ESP, the uninterrupted, I wish.
Awesome Nia, the interrupter, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How you like them apples?
I don't even like apples, so I definitely don't like those. Anyways. Oh,
you probably do like oranges.
Oranges are okay. Not my first choice. I like tropical fruits.
Man, just keep it going.
Alright, so it's October. This is the time. This is the season. This is it right here. My favorite month because it's horror.
You spooky as fuck? Oh,
yeah. I'm a spooky kid.
Actually. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's horror flick time.
It's horror flick time. My Netflix is lit right now.
Yo, I miss Netflix right now.
Oh.
Netflix. Yo, if you're watching Netflix, this is one called The Girl with the Gift.
Oh, I think I saw that.
I ain't
gonna
say shit about it. Just go watch it. I ain't gonna say shit about it.
Yeah,
okay, keep it moving.
It's a little crazy. So yeah, we're actually speaking of Netflix. Today's topic is the horror flick. You know, your slashers, psychological thrillers, zombie movies, tech horror, situational, you know, things like The Quiet Place. And what was the other one that was on Netflix? Where they was blind, they couldn't see. Birdhouse? I think it's called Birdhouse.
The psychology behind.
Yeah.
Horror movies.
Yeah.
Y'all never thought about some psychological shit, man. Motherfuckers is playing off your neuroreceptors and shit.
They're literally fucking
crazy
with your
motherfuckers.
Great.
You gotta be a twisted motherfucker to be able to do that shit.
Okay, so speaking of, so why do we like horror movies so much? This scientifically, here's the scientific reason why we like horror movies. Horror film creators use neurological and psychological concepts to trigger our primal instincts.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And the term
turn
is
into a bear.
Neurocinematics. It's basically the connection between your mind and the experience of the cinema. Technology has increased our ability and the different category of horror films as well.
Wow. So, yeah, because when there was no CG, think about it. Go back and watch the old school stop and go claymation movies and shit, but they still pulled that shit off. Like, okay, have you ever seen the original Alien?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
To this day, this shit is probably one of the creepiest.
It's, yeah, still good. Like, I think I go back and watch it every few years.
One and two?
Yeah.
One more than two.
It got a little weird when she went to Mars, but...
when she went to Mars.
Yeah, she went to Mars, I think. It was like the fourth one. Wasn't it Mars?
It was a third one where she got... So, okay, we're getting off topic. But these are horror movies.
Anyways.
Yeah. You're off topic.
That's a good one.
The Alien saga, because this is a saga at this point.
Yeah. But, I mean, that stuff was so good because... I don't know. It was the music. It was the silence.
It fucked with your head.
It was the.
It fucked with your head.
Yeah, the shots.
That
back and forth.
Black.
It really was just
shiny, like, with them teeth and the dripping.
Yeah.
And fast, and you couldn't see him like a cat.
Yeah, I think who was it that created? I think it might have been Jim Henson. I might be lying.
You lying?
Hold on. Well, anyways, carry on.
But no, horror movies, man. I think some of the best ones were the ones where they really. Fuck with your head, like Hitchcock.
Yes, and by the way, Jim Henson did create the Alien Muppet.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You serious?
Him. Yep.
That motherfucker
I was
is
about to say, I
awesome.
Know my shit. Anyway,
shut up. Light bulb moment of the day.
Yeah, light bulb.
Ding.
Okay. Yeah. So Hitchcock.
I can't remember. Don't know. Fuck that. But no, what was it like? Psycho.
Oh, Psycho was good. Yeah. It made you look at people sideways, I think. It made me look at people sideways.
Twilight Zone, fuck with your head.
Yeah, Twilight Zone's good. X-Files, I love stuff like that.
X-Files, fuck with your head. A lot of stuff that dealt with, like, paranormal or...
extraterrestrial.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
Which Mars one? Attacks.
No, Mars Attacks was like, Mars Attacks was the truth.
It was funny.
No, it was the truth, but in a humorous way.
It used to scare the shit out of me.
Because it was the fucking truth.
It used to scare the shit out of me, bro.
It's the truth. That is the direct, the exact.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen that one in my adult life. So,
Mars Attacks?
Yeah, so like as a child.
Go back and watch
that
this
lady.
Shit.
It's just creepy. It's
yeah,
weird.
Go back. That's exactly what aliens would do if they came to Earth. It would happen that exact way. If aliens show themselves, you better hope. You better hope these motherfuckers is nice.
Anyway,
if some shit come from the sky like that, yeah, horror movies. So,
so here's a fact: people with less empathy enjoy horror films more.
Yes. I got more empathy.
I don't know. I feel like I might be a walking contradiction then.
No, you are empathetic as fuck.
You don't think I'm empathetic?
Since I've known you in the past 6 months, you've been very like, eh.
No?
Yeah. You're apathetic to everything.
Wow. I think that I'm saying. Pretty empathetic, but you might be right. I don't know. From your perspective,
you're a Gemini, you're right. Bro. You like yeah. empathetic on a Gemini level, which means like the top of fucking Mount Fuji or something. You. Cold as shit on the empathetic.
Okay, shit. Whatever.
That's Geminis, bro. I mean, we feel everything, but at the same time, like, our way of expressing it or acknowledging it is cold.
But, like, when I watch horror movies.
What is it about horror movies that you like? What draws you to horror movie? What neurological receptor?
To be honest with you, okay, here's
you
the
watch
thing.
Them? Go.
Here's the thing. Horror movies were a huge part of my childhood because. My mom is a big horror movie buff, all right? So you have to realize the first movies that I remember are horror films. Like, the first things I remember are Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Chucky. That's what I grew up watching. And so it's still hard for me to watch certain movies. Like, I'm the type of person to turn my head or close my eyes, but at the same time, shut up. It's the thrill or the, you know, it's the primal instinct. I don't know. I like that. I like that rush of being like,
what's the movie
spooked at night
that you watched as a child that as an adult you still can't go back and watch because it fucked you up that much?
There's not really, like, I'll go back and watch them because I like to go back and watch them. So I'll go back and watch them. But there's certain movies, like The Human Centipede, gory movies.
Nah, I can't do that. That's
like,
just that.
I can't
that's
do
just,
gore.
That's just the texture.
I can't do
testing
gore.
Testing the fortitude.
Final Destination.
See, yeah, I'm not really into movies who want to test you and testing the fortitude more than wanting to test you.
Yeah, I'm more of a psychological.
Like, the best mind fuck ever was, what was the one done by M. Night Shyamalan with Bruce Willis?
Sixth Sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're going to leave it at that for anybody who hasn't seen Sixth Sense. Mm-hmm. That is one of the greatest mind fuck movies ever.
It kind of sucks once you know.
The movie sucks after you see it the first time.
Yeah, it's trash.
You can't go back and watch it. That's what M. Night Shyamalan did fucked up his movies. Is they were only like one-hitter quitters. They knocked you the fuck out. They were Mike Tyson the movies.
You can't go back.
And then you can't go back and watch it. Because you know. And there was no resale value.
The twist. Yeah, so... Some background. All right, we got some notes on background, historical background, ancestorial storytelling. God, my mouth is not working.
That's the first time you ever said that.
Using stories to warn the community of misfortune and consequences. So that's why we would tell scary stories back in the day, apparently. So like, you're old as hell. So what's a good ancestral that you can tell the people?
I can't tell him shit because I just heard. Motherfucker. Ancestral stories that I can tell. That can warn the community of misfortune.
The only thing I can think of right now off the top of my head.
Like slave trade shit.
Yeah, slave trade stuff.
Like, what horror stories? I don't want to tell
you. You know what?
Like,
speaking of, shout out to Black Horror right now because there's so many good Black Horror movies coming out.
Yo, they
just
dropped
like,
Tales of the Hood 3.
What?
Tales of the Hood 2 was crappy, so I think they had to go back and fix it.
Yeah, you got to go back and do that one again.
Yeah.
Tales
of the Hood 2 was El Terrible.
So it's the third one.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
No, the third one from the trailer looks like it might be more on the first level but pushed to a higher scale.
Oh, okay.
I think they put a little bit more into the quality of this one.
You got to when you got stuff out like Lovecraft Country or whatever. And
I heard the last episode of that was crazy. I kind of want to go see it, man. I kind of want to go see it.
It's creepy as shit.
I like the creepy mind fuck shit.
They threw the fucking jigaboos in there.
You know what? Demons. Why? Okay, that's the ancestral shit that scares you. When you know what the scariest shit ever that was not a horror movie, but it scared the fuck out of me when I saw him?
What?
Samuel Jackson in Django. That nigga scared me.
Oh, yeah, he was really creepy.
Huh? That motherfucker fucked me up through the whole... I'm like, oh shit, I don't know if I can deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That nigga, whoo, that was heavy. He Everything else in the movie was light compared to that motherfucker. me.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
When you think about it as an individual that controlled, man, fuck that. We're going now. Okay, so historical background.
Rabbit
hole. Also, religion. I can't get it out. Fuck that. Go.
Religion, folklore, mythology, and other forms of typical villainous evil in the form of deities. That's interesting. You know what? Actually, because my last read has been on like mythology and stuff, and actually learning about the Greek and Egyptian gods, and some of them are pretty evil.
Dark.
My God! Like, and some of the good ones are like the people that associate, you know, with them being good are horrible. Anyway, yeah.
Now, okay, define what makes them horrible.
I mean, not horrible, but just like some of the acts that they, some of the things that they do to get back at like the human race or for defying them or like, you know what I mean? Sinister as hell. It's like,
when you have power. I mean,
so you got to be careful. You got to be do right.
Or what was a horror movie?
Somebody's going to tie you to a rock and make your spleen be eaten by an eagle for the rest of eternity. Do right by the
book. Legendary tales of bandits. Savages and word of mouth accounts of criminals.
Ooh.
See, I don't like. So I wasn't big into Michael Myers. He didn't really seem creepy to me. Jason, yeah, when they turned him into like a.
The thing about Michael Myers that was creepy was that it would seem like this motherfucker would be. If you see him, he coming slow, but then as soon as the camera turns.
He's gone.
And you turn back. This nigga don't spare. Yeah, you know? Now you're in the closet.
You don't know how to move like that, though? He moved like a cat.
You're like, for real.
Move like a cat.
For real. And that was what was scary about him.
That's why I creep people out. Because I do that shit around work. They look for me. Like, I just walk. Goddamn ninja.
You know what's a good movie that was like that, too?
What?
I think it was called It Follows.
No, that movie was... movie was not right.
It was fucked up,
that
right?
That movie would prevent... teenage sexual activity.
Yeah, I mean, I totally got that from that movie, which is trash. Yeah. But the concept still.
Yeah, that would make you not want to fuck if you was a teenager.
Yeah, that's what it was
for. That and Teeth. Teeth.
Can't do that one.
Mythology. Uh-huh.
Nope.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
You saw it?
I told you I can't do gore.
Nope. Chopping dicks off.
Especially I
chopping
have
dicks off. That was a horrible
vagina,
movie.
So.
My gooch and sphincter was clenched the whole time I watched that shit, son.
Yeah.
That shit was rough.
Nope. Fight or flight. I'm flighting.
I don't know how I made it through it.
See, it wouldn't even be
my problem. Did you make it to the end?
Yeah. It wouldn't even be a problem for me because I would have been there in the first place. I would have been in the first place.
Teeth.
Yeah, no.
Go look that up. It Follows was like, oh, that's rough.
Yeah, if you like fuck somebody and like you're cursed, somebody's following you. Forever.
Which is the truth, man. When you think about it, like you
it
fuck
is.
Somebody, you take on their demons and their energy, and they just follow you where you go. Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Be careful.
Yeah, watch It Follows and watch Teeth if you got the balls. You know, it was like it wasn't a horror movie, but it kind of fell in the genre.
What?
You ever seen Hobo with a Shotgun?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, that's another intestinal fortitude one.
Is it? It sounds like it. A shotgun?
Oh, with a shotgun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit was rough. If you can't make it through the trailer, don't watch it. Favorite horror movie of all time?
Shit. I can't.
Okay, I'll give you two.
My favorite genre.
Okay.
Fuck, no, I can't do that. Okay, I'm a slasher.
Wait, I'm going to give you.
Go ahead.
Because I'm going to give you two genres.
Okay.
Extraterrestrial. Mm-hmm. Extraterrestrial and zombie.
That's your two favorite?
No, I'm saying that's the two categories. Pick your two favorite movies in the category.
Categories?
Pick a movie for me.
Oh, okay. All right, extraterrestrial. Definitely the Alien series.
Mm-hmm.
That's I still go back and watch that every now and then. Or you said Extraterrestrial and Zombie. My favorite zombie movie? Oh, Train to Busan, I think. Probably that shit was...
That's the one where there was zombies on the train and they was trying to get to the end, but they had... Is it subtitled?
Subtitle, yeah.
I can't do the subtitle just yet. I gotta be willing to sit down and watch it.
Watch that one.
To be honest with you, favorite zombie movie, if I'm gonna be real, is Wormwood.
Which one?
Wormwood. Which I'm mad they didn't do a second installment.
I don't think I saw that one.
Wormwood and I fuck with the Alien saga, but they kind of fucked it up towards the end. So I'm gonna lean more towards the Predator.
Predator never really got me.
See, Predator 1 was scary as fuck. It's just camouflage, motherfucking. And Arnold didn't win that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold survived. He didn't win.
Yeah.
He survived the final impact.
Which, I mean, it's a win. Fighting against some motherfucker.
I guess,
okay.
But, what are the biological effects of horror movies?
Biological effects? Oh, experiencing situations of horror signal the fight or flight triggers in the brain. That's why I like watching.
Say what?
Sorry. Fight or flight signals in your brain.
Experiencing situations of horrors?
Horror signals. I don't know. Anyway, I'm high. Listen. Fight or flight. That's the reason why we like horror films, right? Because it gives you that adrenaline that, like, when your hair stands up on the back of your neck and it's like, I don't know. It's just something about being scared, but, like, having no reason to be scared for real, but just being in that moment. I don't know. I like it.
Fuck that.
Masochist.
Yeah. It's not the fight or flight part. I don't know. What is it? What is the psychological?
Did you ever have nightmares because of horror movies?
Yep. One time I was asleep and Freddy Krueger was playing on the television in the background, and I did not realize it until I woke up on my sleep. But yeah.
So
Freddy entered my dreams, and that's, I was like, what the fuck my dream about Freddy Krueger? And that is not a motherfucker you want to dream about just because of his...
I used to think that Freddy Krueger triggered me.
His profile.
But because I actually used to have night terrors as a kid, and like, it was always this figure in a hat. But until recently, a couple years ago, I discovered that people with night terrors typically see the same figures. Like, it's like, either you see a group of people or you see someone with a hat. A lot of people share that shit. So I used to think it was Freddy Krueger, but...
See, I don't know if I ever saw...
Freddy Krueger was also one of my favorites to watch when I was a kid because he was completely inappropriate. And Chucky, too. Chucky was hilarious.
Child's Play was the shit. Actually, Child's Play 1 and Child's Play 2 are the only two. And actually, Child's Play 1 is the only one that was like...
So, that's what I was going to say. Y'all. Slasher, fucking, psychological is probably
that's
my
the
favorite.
Only one. So, but yeah, sleeplessness, nah. Anxiety, not really good mood. Yeah.
Anxiety?
Yeah.
You know what gave me anxiety?
Paranormal
Activity.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the fact that the movie was scary, because obviously, like, it's not scary compared to half of the shit. But, like, it's just the thought of...
An entity walking around your house and doing that? That didn't fuck with me, because I feel like that shit is going on anyway. We just fortunately
not having
fucking with you. I'm going to tell you which one fucked me up. It was Candyman.
Oof.
I didn't use the bathroom for like a week and a half. I was trying to piss from the door. I was trying to aim that bitch in that motherfucking boy.
I think me and my cousins were around
I fuck with Candyman.
Eight,
to this
nine.
Day.
When we seen
I just
shit.
Watched Candyman for the first time in my late 30s.
Mm.
Since I was a kid. Seriously. I did not fuck with Candyman.
That I was the seen one that in fucked my adult me life because it fucked me up. Yeah.
It wasn't as bad. It was still fucked up, but it wasn't. I understood the story behind it. It made more sense, but...
I can't wait to see this new one.
If he redoes it and keeps close to... Man, look, it's not
I don't think it's a remake.
Line.
It's a...
Continuation.
Continuation.
Oh, if that's the case, then if he picks it up from where... That's interesting.
Yeah.
He's a mind... I fuck with him.
I love
I'm
him.
I'm fucking with him.
Jordan Peele.
His movie don't be scary. His mind just fuck with your head,
he's
man.
He's great. And people, it go over people's head. Like, you have to, like, really, really pay attention to every scene and every, like, number in the shot to really... And you gotta know your shit, too, kinda. You kinda gotta know your shit.
Yeah, but smart as fuck.
Yep.
And that's smart how I go make you wanna go read everything.
Anyway,
just so
yeah.
You can keep up with his movies.
Shout out to Black Horror, once again. But, Yeah. So, understanding fear. Why we subjectify ourselves to horror. Thrill-seeking adventure. Watching violent acts from a safe observation. Triggering our need to problem solve. Yeah.
The last two of me. Fuck that thrill seeking. Ain't no thrill seeking in motherfucker. If I'm like a thrill seeker, I ride a roller coaster. I can't fuck with them. That's thrill seeking for my ass. I can't fuck with them shits, man. That's my anxiety level. The violent acts?
I told you, I'm a turn my head type of person. Like,
man, RoboCop 1. After RoboCop 1, I was done. That wasn't even a horror movie. That just, that numbed my senses. Have you ever seen the opening part of RoboCop 1?
Yeah, he's, yes.
Shit is horrible.
It is.
I was a kid when I saw that shit.
I was grown by the time I seen it.
Nah, bro, I was probably like...
I can imagine where that would fuck you up, because I tried to be grown and watch It by myself when I was like...
It, which one?
The first
original?
It. Yes, the original.
Yeah, the original fucking
And Pet Cemetery.
I tried. Yo, to watch the remake. That. You seen the remake of Pet Cemetery?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was...
Yo.
That was good. I was kind of slept on, too, I think. Yes. I was kind of slept
that
on.
That shit was balls to the wall.
It was.
Oh, that shit was good. I was sleeping on it because the original was kind of
that little girl.
The original was it was kind of like.
But as a kid, and then being the type of person that loves animals, and have pets my whole life, I have pets my entire life.
But it was more like, okay. Part one of it was, of the remake of It was good. Part two of the remake of It was kind of the weak part. It kind of just fell.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it was, it just was it because, just, I think they were shooting towards the people that were nostalgic. Like, they were telling a lot of the story in that one in less horror.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I think there's a sense of watching children try to defeat. Like, adults, we kind of figure adults are going to be able to conquer this.
Yeah.
But we don't give children the same level of confidence or, like, ability
yeah.
when it comes to defeating something of a horrific magnitude.
Right.
Like a monster or some shit like that. Like, think about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That was tough because it was kids. Not because it was adults. You'd be like, oh, you watch what the adults went through. You didn't feel as sympathetic for the adults as the children as you did for the children. Through each season of that shit, it just got crazier and fucking crazier. You're like, what the fuck?
That's fair. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, that's what the psychological mind
behind
that. That's what Child's Play did, because it was more about a kid surviving than it was an adult surviving. All adults got whacked in Child's Play. He survived.
Because...
I haven't seen the remake.
Of what, Child's Play?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's not...
They modernized it. That's all I figured it'd be.
Yeah.
He's not
a voodoo doll now. It's a technology
thing. See, that's what I thought.
But it's good the way that they did it.
Nah.
Go for it.
Nah.
You might be surprised, because I felt the same way.
Okay, I'm not going to sleep on it.
I felt the same way, and I was like, wait, this is actually an interesting concept. Like...
Yeah. But Wormwood, check out Wormwood. It's interesting. It's an Australian take on.
Is it that gory shit, ain't it?
No, it's not mad gore.
Okay.
It's not mad gore. It's more of like, it's crazy the mindfuck how the whole zombie shit went, and the shit that they're doing inside the movie. Because it's not about the zombies more than it is the chaos that happens when the zombie. See, this is the part that people don't think about in the zombie movies, because they used to focus so much on the zombies. Over time, and this is what Walking Dead introduced, was the zombies were just part of the environment at one point. But what happens to society when it crumbles
really
from
monsters.
Those are the motherfuckers you really have to be concerned about. That's why I'm gonna go take some fencing classes for.
Come on, fencing.
That sounds like fun. Your sword, man. Your sword play.
You can't run out of ammo if you got a sword.
No, you never run out of ammo. Fashion arrows wood. But no, for real though, man. It's more about the environment. That became more scarier than, and then when you take it and push it to the extreme that they did in that movie, it was like, okay. I'm mad that the part two, they did trailers for it, but I guess it never came out. The direction they looked like they were going in for part two, I wish. Okay. I wish.
Well, yeah, go watch Wormwood, people, if you like zombie movies.
W-Y-M. No, W-Y-R-M.
I was just about to ask. Like, yeah. It's probably spelled all extra ancient, like.
It is.
Anyways, yeah.
Oh, man, we supposed to ask Q&A. Well, we already told all that.
I mean, we've been doing Q&A, I think, right?
No, yeah, we don't know what's up.
Anyways, so yeah. In the cosmos.
I told you, man. That ain't the fuck you, man.
You want to do it today?
No, I'm not.
Why?
Because I don't like doing in the cosmos.
All right.
I don't. Okay, let me see. Hold on. I'm going to take a shot at it. Mars is super bright October 13th. Thanks to. Nah, that shit ain't flowing. Fuck that. I can't do it with the accent either because it's gonna come off strange, right? Mars is super bright October 13th. See, no, I don't. You gotta sell it. I won't sell it,
man.
I won't sell it. You can sell it. Sell that shit. I don't sell the cosmos. It just, I don't.
That's cool. I got it. So, did y'all see? I gotta
work on my public speaking skills.
Did you see the full moon? This past one with Mars attached to it?
I didn't see it the other night.
So, yeah. Like you were saying, it's super bright thanks to Regulus, which is Venus's moon.
See how you see how you did? You sold that shit, son. You sold, bitch. I would have bought it. If it was a car, I would have bought that shit.
Just you got to, you got
to whatever interest rate you offered me. You got
to talk to the people.
Shut the fuck up, as he sips on his water like hard as fuck.
Oh, this is my organic throat coat. Anyways, Mars is going to be in the sky until November.
What you coating your throat for?
Because I have a show this evening. Oh. It'll be past by the time this airs, but I will have had a show.
That's why let them know. Let them know to go check it. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. Just go to my page at ESP Vibes. We'll get to that to the end. But anyway, listen. Mars, due to Earth's orbital tilt at the moment, you can see it until November. So if you have a telescope or kids that are into that type of thing, go check out Mars. It's like right there by the moon, right next
right
to the
where
moon. It's right next to the moon.
What side?
The left side.
Is it like in the upper left hand quadrant?
Yeah, upper left,
lower left hand,
upper left
quadrant?
Hand quadrant,
upper left hand quadrant of the moon
typically. I might be a little bit it might be a little farther out, or I don't
45
know
45 degree angle.
Yes. Yeah, we'll go with that. Did you know that Venus is technically the brightest planet in the solar system?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Thank you for letting me know, though.
Yeah, just some interesting shit. But that's why the moon is so bright and why Mars is so freaking bright right now, because it's reflecting the glow of Venus.
Shut the fuck
up. Mars will not be this bright again until 2035. So take your kids out now so that they can remember this later.
And we get a second moon, full moon at the end of the month on the 31st, right, son?
Yeah.
Second full moon, son.
So basically,
at that bitch.
If you have Mars in your astrological chart anywhere,
how would you find that out?
Focus.
Let them know how you would find that out, because I want to know how I would know.
Just go online, look up your birth chart. But if you have Mars anywhere in your birth chart, just focus right now on how you can be a little bit louder, a little bit brighter there, how to bring that personality out a little bit more.
What do you mean by loud and bright?
Just like Mars is, reflect some more of that. That part of your personality. I'll give you an example. I'm not sure where Mars is in my birth chart. I can look it up real quick, but hold on, because it might take a moment.
Oh Lord.
Because I'm not sure where. I know it's not in my. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Look up your birth chart. Figure out where Mars is at, and reflect on that, because Mars is looking right at your ass.
Yo.
So yeah.
That's anyway, it.
That's my soapbox.
That's it. Yeah, appreciate that shit, son.
Go watch some scary movies.
Go scare some kids. Go scare some adults.
Scare some kids for sure.
Go get wrong with people, heart attacks.
Yeah.
And scare them with masks on. Yeah.
Scare them. What are you going to be for Halloween?
A Negro.
Wow. Wow, you're just trying to get pulled over. Anyway.
Never try to do that. It just happens. Never try. It just happens. That's why I start getting my car and everything where I keep my tags right.
What? You got your shit together? You gotta keep your shit together.
No, I keep all my shit straight. Sorry for the background noise, but my mouth is dry. Let's go.
All right, y'all.
I don't give a shit.
Once again, it's me, ESP.
We at the end.
You can find me at ESP Vibes.
Vibes.
Instagram. Twitter. YouTube. Spotify. iTunes. What's that one? TikTok.
Tick.
I don't know. They listen to me in Thailand on some other something called this. Alright. Yeah.
It's your boy, Awesome Neil. Check me out on Instagram. Check me out on Facebook. Check out Lightbulb Moment on both platforms. Also, you can check us out on the exact same platform. CSP Vibes.
Yeah.
Including Radio Stitcher Himalaya. And it's one more, Radio Republic. That's what I'm not Radio Stitcher. What the fuck? I just made that up.
Okay.
Radio Republic. Appreciate the love. Appreciate it in the comments. Appreciate the support. Share. Not asking, I'm telling. Do it. You're punk if you don't share. People need this energy. They need this knowledge. They need these ESPIC vibes.
Period.
Oh, you like how I put that together? You like how I did that shit? Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. Y'all holla.
Bye.